put the headset on. We're going to talk with some Lakeview Lakers here. Shelby Gravely joins me. Shelby, wow, congratulations on a win.
Thank you.
The Eagles
really
beat you by 20 earlier in the season.
They did.
Talk about the game here. You guys battled hard with down low with Cameron Lee, haven't you?
We did. At the beginning of the season, we were battling through a lot of stuff with finding that Savannah had cancer and, like, all that stuff. So today it was really fun to be able to play with her. And with Cameron, it was, I don't know, it was just a lot of fun having Savannah on the team,
yeah,
or on the court, so it was a lot of fun to play with her.
Yeah, she didn't know that she was going to play, right?
No, she had no clue until, like, today. We practiced earlier, and then she was like, I'm going to play today.
Okay, good. Well, a big win. You got Mineota now Friday night. Talk,
yep,
about that.
It should be a very fun matchup. We're going to be practicing very hard and being focused in practice, and we're ready to battle them.
All right. Hey, you got a good team. Are you having a fun year?
Oh, yeah, a very fun year.
All right. Molly, any questions there for Shelby?
Yeah, I thought you did an awesome job guarding Cameron Lee. Like, were you guys kind of, after her really good game the first playoff game that she had, were you guys kind of, did your coach kind of tell you what to do against her defensively?
Our first game, towards the second half, I was fronting her, so we just started fronting her the entire game, so it was a lot more fun. I was way more prepared to front her, but then towards the end of the game, I knew that I could control her and block her, so then I started backing her.
Yeah.
All right. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Big win there. That's Shelby Gravely. I think I had you for 10 tonight.
I think so.
If my math's right. You never know. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Shelby Gravely from the Lakeview Lakers. They win tonight 62-47 over La Caprile Valley. And the Eagles just came out of the locker room, and they are a lot of tears there, Molly.
Yeah, lots of hugging, and yeah, it's pretty emotional. I'm sure they wasn't really expecting that outcome, but they had a really good season. So.
All right, we're gonna talk with a couple more Lakeview Lakers here. Are you gonna leave me? Or are you gonna stay?
Okay. I can leave. If you want.
All right, that's fine. See you Friday night.
Thank
then.
You. Yeah.
All right, we got. Okay. Molly's going to take off on me, she said. So, all right, we got Kiana Himes with me and Aubrey
Ketchmark.
Ketchmark. I was wrong. I butcher your name out. I say it different every time.
It's okay.
Great job.
Thank you.
All right, I named three players player of the game, Savannah and you guys. So you get a Needles t-shirt player of the game.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Talk about the game, Kiana.
It was a lot of fun. We came out a little slow. You can tell we were a little nervous at times. And then we just stepped up. Once we made a shot, we were like, okay, we're in it. We're fine. And we slowed it down and got shots that we needed to take. Yeah. We had a lot of energy.
Yeah, the second half. Aubrey, you played a great second half. Talk
thank
about
you.
That. What happened? You didn't score any in the first half.
I know. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. You scored 9 in the second half. What was the difference there?
I'm not sure.
You're
they're
not sure.
It just
happened, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think once we get one shot, we're like, okay, we'll get a little confidence in us. And
yeah, if someone scores, then we can usually build off of that intensity, and we can keep it going and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you the one that lost your shoe in the first half?
I was, yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed. I was just...
Was it in a knot?
Yes, I double knotted it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't untie this. And I looked at my dad, I'm like, Dad, take me out, this is really embarrassing. Everyone was staring, and then the whole bench started clapping. I'm like, guys, stop.
All right, well, big game, big win for you. Now you got Mineota Friday night.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
You played them twice this year, right?
Yes,
you
have.
How were them games?
Well,
playing good?
I mean, the first half we did pretty good, and then sometimes when our shots don't fall or the fast breaks happen and then they kind of get a lead, that's when we start to, like, doubt ourselves. But we're going to give it our best effort, and we're going to try and
all
win.
Right.
Yeah, we got nothing to lose, so might as well just go out and get everything we got.
All right. I got a player of the game t-shirt here. I got some different sizes if you want to go through them there. So just take what size you want, and then we'll talk to Savannah here. Thanks,
perfect.
Girls. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
I want a picture with you guys with the shirt here. We'll talk to Savannah
thank you.
Here.
Thank you.
All right. Savannah Rausch here. We'll talk to her for a little bit.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you got 4 points here tonight, huh?
Yeah, that was exciting. It really feels good to be back.
Yeah, talk about the win here over on Rock Brawl. They beat you by 20 first.
Yeah, so I didn't get the chance to be back here for the first game because I came home from the hospital first round of chemo that night. And the Rock Brawl girls were very supportive. They gave me a gift as well, so I thanked them for that.
Yep.
But then I got to be back tonight. I have blood work twice a week, so last week my nine numbers were really low, so I didn't get the chance to play, but then this week
on Saturday.
Yeah,
I saw you were in street clothes Saturday.
So. Yep. So then I had blood work again this morning, and the numbers were up again, which was exciting. So then I got the clearance to get to be back, so I was like, oh, of course I'm going to take the opportunity. And my team's been really well about letting me come back when I don't get the opportunity to practice very much.
Yeah, right.
So it's been good.
You're playing great.
Well, thank you.
You know, talk a little bit about, so what's your routine then? You take chemo?
Yeah, I have six rounds of chemo. I've already done three. So I'm halfway,
and I have
three more here. I go back a week from today.
Okay.
Monday? Yeah, today.
Today's Monday, yep.
Yep, so I go back a week from today. And
so it depends. You didn't really know if you were going to play tonight.
No.
Okay.
I pretty much find out the morning.
Okay.
The morning of.
Well,
so my coach is really good about being supportive of that, too, so I'm so thankful to have such an amazing community around me.
Yep. You get you in the game. You get some points. Your teammates, your community's really gathered around you, haven't they, Savannah?
Yeah,
talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's just been so amazing. Like, everyone's like, you're so positive. I'm like, well, everyone around me is just so supportive and loving, and I just couldn't ask for anything better. It's been good. I'm at the hospital for about 6 days at a time. So
okay, what hospital do you go to?
In Sioux Falls, I'm at the Castle.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in the Children's Hospital, and it's like 24-hour infusion.
Oh, okay.
So I have it for 5 days straight, so it's like...
Wow.
So it gets to be...
So how long have you been battling the cancer then?
I actually found out on December 10th playing a basketball game.
Oh.
I got hit and...
This past December?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yep. So it's been a kind of fast
thing.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm praying for you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Do you love being on the court with your teammates?
Oh, I absolutely love it, and I love all of them, and... There's nothing better. I couldn't ask for anything.
Talk about the two baskets you made tonight.
Yeah, so the first one is my typical shot. My teammates know me for my drive.
Your typical shot. It's a drive.
Yep.
Okay.
And so that was pretty, normal. And then I took that outside shot, and I was so tired. I was like walking up the court. I'm like talking to Mike off the sideline. I'm like, Mike, I'm tired.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
you took yourself out of the game.
Yeah. And then I shot the long shot, and it wasn't a normal shot, but it went in, and it was a good rewarding shot to end on.
Good. Well, you got Mineota Friday night, so you got some time here.
Yep.
To rest up.
Rest up, and hopefully be back for then, too.
Yeah. What do you think about the Vikings? You've played them a couple times this year.
They're a very, very good athletic squad. I am excited to play them. They're athletic and have a lot of good, solid girls. It's not just one girl, so we're going to have our hands full, but I believe we're totally capable.
Okay. Best of luck to you, and best of luck with fighting the cancer. You'll beat it, right?
Thank you. You absolutely.
You're one of the toughest girls I've ever met. I know you.
Well,
to be out on
you.
The basketball court playing what you're going through, that's absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
Good for you. So, thank you, Savannah.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, we name you a player of the game, too.
Perfect.
Anybody,
awesome.
Anybody that's going through what you're doing and did what you did tonight, you get a player of the game t-shirt.
Well, thank you.
All right. Savannah Rauch here from the Lakeview Lakers. They win tonight. And we will wrap things up here. That's good, Mike. 62-47 win. I don't know if Coach John Nolte's with me here or not. We'll get a picture here of the girls. And I'm going to take a quick picture of the girls here. There we go. Good job. Savannah, can I have a picture with you? John's here. You want to go on air, John?
Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, girls. Wait, picture of Savannah. No, no, go on. No, no, we'll get on them. Ready? One, two, three. All right, thank you. All right, John Nolte's here with me.
Thank you.
John's talking to Savannah Rauch, the girl that's fighting cancer. I can't imagine what she is going through right now. And then she goes and plays basketball. and contributes to the game. That's amazing, John, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she played well today, too.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, tough loss. It was just a tough second half there, John.
Yeah, we really struggled offensively. I thought we had some plans, but, you know, to their credit, they kept changing between zone and man, so every time we'd call something, then they'd change, and that kind of kept us off balance enough where we just couldn't really get in a rhythm, and that led to just really poor shooting by us. And so, yeah, it was a really tough second half. So.
Yeah, I had you took about 7 minutes to score there before Taylor scored. That was a tough drought there.
Yeah, and in this game we couldn't really afford it. You know, we came out of the gates really strong today.
Oh yeah, we did.
And I was excited with the way it was going. I was feeling good, and then all of a sudden we kind of hit the drought, and they caught right back up. And
yep.
And you know, Luwagi hit three threes there in the first half to keep it going, and
yep.
So. We had things going the way we wanted defensively to begin the game, and then they made some nice adjustments and we just didn't. So
yeah, Macy had 17 points. She had a great first half. She just didn't get too many looks.
Yeah, she really didn't. And you know, I probably got to do a better job at trying to find some ways to get her open and get her some shots. So.
Well, I know it's just a tough locker room. You guys just came out of the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Three seniors, Katie Torkey, Sydney Curtis, and Callie Suley, are tough to see them go.
Yes, it is. And you know, that's what's hard about this time of year is, you know, it's hard enough to lose. And then when you lose, there's some finality to it.
Yep.
And, you know, things just aren't the same starting tomorrow. You know, for a few of our players, it's over, and our team will be different. You know, starting tomorrow. And so it's always hard when you strive for something. And our girls, I'm so proud of how hard they worked, not only tonight, but how hard they worked all season.
Yep.
You know, they really battled, and it was fun to see how much they grew. You know, when you strive and you work towards something, when it's over, it does hurt like it does tonight. So.
Yep. I'm just watching some of the girls hug each other and their parents, and it's not easy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But, boy, you got a great group coming back.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So, John, appreciate the time you've given me all season.
Uh-huh.
And coaches show and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, we love what you do. We appreciate all the interest that you generate for us, so thank you.
Yep. All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Nolte, head coach of the La Crosse Valley Eagles, and that's our Neon Needles post-game show here. Once again, the Eagles fall 62-47 to Lakeview. So it's Lakeview, the number 2 seed and the number 1 seed for the Section 3A North Championship. Friday night, 8 o'clock, you'll hear that live right here on Q92. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. And we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Mike.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by B&B Electrical Contractors, Kislason Hardware, Pete's Electric Motor of Minnesota, Dawson Truck Parts, Cockleman Construction, Canby Co-op Credit Union, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Dawson Co-op Credit Union. Brought to you by Miller Legal Strategic Planning, Appleton Area Health, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, Pro Image Partners, Prairie Winds Wellness, Prins Bank, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Minnesota Building Center, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tensid Marine, CCM Health Montevideo, Hoover Law Office, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Olson Dray Service, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Lee Motor Company, Moberg Meat Center in Canby, Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Doug Service and Marine, Jubilee Foods, First Security Bank of Canby, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Mosing Chiropractic,
Canby Farmers Grain, MB Golf Cars, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls. Section sports coverage brought to you by United Southwest Bank, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Madison Bottling Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Lean Lumber, State Bank of Taunton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Sather Building Supplies, Norm's Machinery Repair, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Bisbee Plumbing and Heating, Haugen Insurance Agency, Nielsen's Lanes, Miller Services Incorporated. Other sponsors bringing you Section Sports, A&B Auto, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Lund Implement Company, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Market, AGP Ag Processing, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Erickson Chevrolet, United Prairie Bank, Prairie Sun Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Midwest Truck Parts, Syngenta Seeds, Ludwigs and Tiling, and Heartland Eye Care.